Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, asking prices, as you heard there in the bulletin, have seen a fall for the first time in a decade. That's according to the DAFT.ie report, which was published today and showed that there's been a modest decrease, a 0.3% drop in asking prices now for the first quarter of 23. This report highlights that there's been a change in market conditions over the last 12 months or so, with interest rates rising and the post-pandemic surge now abating. But just how significant is this indication of falling asking prices? Has demand for homes softened? And will the lack of supply mean that the housing market remains buoyant? Well, joining us now to discuss all of this are two first-time buyers, Rebecca Dore and Cauch Kane, as well as Dublin estate agent Owen Riley. You're all very welcome to the programme. I might start with you, Rebecca Dore, first of all. You're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac, how are you? Sorry, I'm literally just running to a viewing, so I hope the traffic isn't bad in the background for me.
Well, let me not keep you from your desperate viewing. I know the feeling. Tell me, though, first, I'll be like an estate agent here. Are you mortgage approved?
We are, yes. My partner and I are, yeah.
And you're looking in Dublin, is that it?
We are, yeah. We were hoping at the start to be very central. We were very naive in that regard. So we've spread the net out a little bit now to look at the wider Dublin area as well.
Okay, what does that mean, wider Dublin area?
So we wanted to waltz into a Stony Batter or Harold Cross property and win a bidding war, and we definitely didn't. I actually write about it all in my first time buyer's diary on Evoke.ie. We viewed 40 houses in like the last 5 weeks, it's just been a bit, it's been
silly Rebecca thinking she could get a house for herself in Stony Batter. So and what kind of a house were you looking for, Rebecca?
So we're looking for a minimum 2 beds. We thought like we'll be looking to apartments and everything, but we're just a bit scared that could be a risky investment. So we're minimum 2 beds, but we don't want to compromise on location. We'd love Dublin. We don't with work. We can't move out to like a commuter town or anything like that. So it just has to be Dublin, unfortunately.
Okay, no. Do you want a garden? I was just trying to get I know this sounds like a real estate agent conversation, but just to get the parameters of what you're looking for here.
No, definitely. For us, really, the focus is on space because we, if kids come along in the next few years, we don't want to outgrow somewhere tiny and have to sell up or potentially get stuck with the property and then trying to sell again. Mm-hmm. So really, space is the proper winner for us.
Yeah. So did you say you viewed 40 properties in the last few weeks or months? Is that it?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's been a very busy time. We also had to move in with my my parents in Meath, so we're now trying to commute up work and then get to the viewings, which unfortunately can be at quite antisocial work areas. You can be expected to be dropping everything during your work day to run across town to go for a viewing at 10 to 11, and it's just not always possible. It's been a bit tricky.
And then your heart sinks when you see so many people at the same viewing and you're wondering, what hope do I have, really?
Oh, no, definitely. And really, obviously the reports now about, the prices dropping ever so slightly over the last few months are a positive. But really, from our experience, the bidding wars are just so hot at the moment, and we've been bet out on a number of properties anywhere between 25 to 75 grand over easily.
Really? So tell me what happens then. So the asking price goes up, let's say 500,000 for want of picking something, right? So 500,000, the bid, do you put in a bid under or over or at?
Well, we try our hardest to drive the price down. We've actually been told on one or two occasions by estate agents that they set the price specifically low to drag in interest, which obviously is not what you want to hear when you're at a viewing. Mm-hmm. So then put the bid in as low as possible. Obviously within reason, you're not going to be able to throw in something very low.
But then the bidding war starts.
The price down.
Is that it?
Yeah, and then the bidding war starts. And then unfortunately, while you do have to stay on the agent's tail, because we've actually been bidding on properties that have gone sale agreed without a chance to return a bid. You know, we've walked into a viewing recently and we were under the impression that the bid was at a certain standard, to only hear that it was actually 15 grand above what we had been told.
Okay.
So it's just, yeah, you're painting
the market in the desperate situation, I suppose, that it is. Stay with me, Rebecca, if you can. I know you're going to a viewing. Coach Kane joins me as well. Coach, good evening to you.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. It's great news to hear that the prices seem to be going slightly down.
Yeah. What situation are you in, Coach?
So basically, my girlfriend and I were sale agreed, but we were house hunting all of January going into February.
And with success?
So we're hoping that we actually will get the keys to this place, but we did go officially sale agreed about a month ago.
Oh my goodness, congratulations to you. Is the deal done?
In my opinion, it's not done until you are signing those papers and you get the keys in hand. But we've paid our a small deposit, holding deposit to the sellers. So it's as done as it can be until you actually.
Yeah, I totally understand what you mean. How did you find the search?
So to be honest, it was slightly disheartening in the beginning. We had a budget in mind. So the first weekend that we were house hunting, we were looking at a lot of secondhand, very much fixer upper properties. And some of the things that were on the market for $350 were shocking, to say the least. We're kind of in the same boat where both of our jobs are in Dublin, and my girlfriend, her family and everything, is based in Dublin, so we really can't look outside Dublin.
Okay, so let's hope that this goes through now. Fingers crossed that you do the deal here. Stay with me. I called you Coach. It's Kate, I'm told. I'm sorry about that.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Everybody calls me Coach.
Okay, do they? Owen Riley is with us as well, estate agent in Dublin. Owen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Our two listeners, our two guests, Rebecca and Kate, they're really painting a desperate situation, and I'm sure you're well acquainted with this as well. We're hearing, according to the latest data, that the prices are falling by modestly 0.3%. But the market is still really strong, isn't it, for buyers?
It is, particularly where first-time buyers are most active, which in our experience is up to about €450,000 in the city centre and suburbs. But I would welcome the news, and it is good news for first-time buyers and old buyers that price inflation is cooling. However, we are talking about a report that data is on asking prices, not actual selling prices.
Yeah, so what happens? You drop the asking price to get interest, and then the bidding starts, and it's very strong. Is that it?
Well, that's not what happens in every case, and certainly in recent months, we're seeing less bidding wars, so to speak. But asking prices are an indication, I think, of where sellers' expectations were in the new year compared to, say, a year ago. And I think, fundamentally, some factors in the market changed last summer. So you have interest rates rising, some economic uncertainty. And there was a pickup in supply in the second half of last year compared to the first half of the year, when supply of homes on the market reached a record low. So that all means that we were in a strong seller's market up until the autumn. There was a little bit of more equilibrium in the second half of the year. And I think that weighed on sellers' minds in the new year. And I think lower asking prices is a factor of that. However, as always, different types of properties in different locations, and particularly at different price points, are performing very differently. And in the majority of cases in our transactions, average selling prices are still about 3% above asking in the first quarter.
Are they? Is that in Dublin, Owen?
Yes, that's in the area I'm concentrated in. But to give some context on that, in the second quarter last year, when the supply of homes reached a record low and interest rates were still low, average selling prices for us were over 8% above asking.
And what's it like, in the rest of the country? Is it as strong a market?
Again, different property types in different locations. I'd be absolutely certain that where first-time buyers are most active outside of Dublin, the market is still robust. I think rising interest rates impact affordability more for perhaps people trading up in the kind of 500 to a million price range.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to Rebecca in just a second. Can you give her any hope? I mean, is there more supply on the way? Will asking prices fall a bit?
I think expectations might fall a bit. I mean, if interest rates continue to rise at the rate they have been, it's hard to see how prices could stay resilient in the face of that. But of course, every time interest rates go up, and the ladies will know this, it impacts affordability of buyers as well. For the time of year, the supply of homes on the market in Dublin is still low, and sellers are not reacting to the time of year. In the new homes market, unfortunately, it looks like we've got inflation in the construction costs and rising interest rates combining at the worst possible moment. So right now, it would appear we're actually going to build less new homes this year than we did last year.
My goodness. Rebecca, does that give you any hope?
I'm going to try and put a positive spin on that answer. But of course, being honest, like, you know, instead of checking my social media on the mornings when I wake up, all I do is check DAF in my home at the moment. And literally the supply is like so slow. And anyone I speak to who's in the same boat as me looking around, it's the same thing. If we're in Dublin, the house is just this crawling amount of new ones. So. Yeah. Just have to keep our heads held high, I suppose, but try and wait it out.
The disheartening thing, I suppose, you know, there are hundreds of other Rebeccas doing the exactly same thing. But look,
absolutely.
All I can do is wish you the very best. Kate, all I can do is wish that your deal goes through. You might let us know.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed for Kate. So the best of luck to Rebecca Doerr. The best of luck to Kate Kane as well. And Owen Riley, continued success to you as well as estate agent.